Pope Benedict made a strong call for the defense of human life as pro-life movements waved green balloons in St. Peter's Square. Standing among the crowd to mark the Day for Life was the head of the Italian Bishops' Conference, Cardinal Camillo Ruini. The Pope's words echoed a recent statement by the Italian Bishops' Conference, which stressed the respect for human life must be a priority. The Pope cited his predecessor's encyclical, Evangelium Vitae, which strongly condemned abortion, euthanasia, and research using human embryos.
Ogni vita umana, in quanto tale, merita ed esige di essere sempre difesa e promossa.
Every human life as such, he said, deserves to be always defended and promoted. Earlier during a Mass at the St. Anne Parish inside the Vatican, Pope Benedict said people today wrongly think that modern man is the master of life when he is only the custodian. He added that life depends on God, and without God, life disappears. With general elections just more than 2 months away in Italy, abortion has become a campaign issue for the first time since 1981. Then Italians upheld the law allowing abortion in a referendum the Church sponsored in an effort to overturn the law. Pope Benedict recently told Italian officials doctors should not give out what is known as the abortion pill. Cardinal Ruini has told voters they should consider issues such as abortion when choosing which candidate they will vote for in the elections. In other comments made by the Pope on Saturday, he condemned the violent reaction and protests against cartoons depicting Islam's prophet Muhammad. But the Vatican also issued a statement condemning the publication of the cartoons in European newspapers. The Vatican said that the right to freedom of thought and expression could not include the right to offend the religious sentiments of believers, whatever their religion. Sabina Castelfranco, VOA News, Rome.